Federal health officials are telling California doctors to stop using certain antibiotics to treat gonorrhea. That's because gonorrhea in the state has become resistant to mainstay drugs. As NPR's Richard Knox reports, the problem is certain to spread to other states.
Up to now, doctors and patients could be confident that a single dose of Cipro or a related antibiotic would vanquish gonorrhea. But no longer, at least not in California. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention today recommended that California doctors stop treating gonorrhea with a class of antibiotics called fluoroquinolones. That includes Cipro, the drug used to treat anthrax. Doctors will have to start treatment with other drugs that cost twice as much. Some of them have to be injected. This isn't the first time gonorrhea has learned to outsmart antibiotics. In the late 1980s, penicillin and then tetracycline became ineffective.
And now the fluoroquinolones are the ones we're losing from our treatment regimen.
Dr. Susan Wong is a gonorrhea expert at the CDC. She says it was less than 2 years ago that gonorrhea resistant to fluoroquinolones became common in Hawaii. Now that it's jumped to the mainland, the rest of the country is vulnerable.
From the history, and we've had now decades of history with gonorrhea, there is probably a certain inevitability to the eventual spread.
She says it's only a matter of a few years.
While we are currently making this recommendation only for California, and we've made it in the year 2000 for Hawaii, maybe in another 5 years, maybe in 2007, we'll have to be recommending for the whole United States that we have to stop using fluoroquinolones to treat gonorrhea.
When that day comes, only one class of drugs will be left. They're called cephalosporins. And Wong recently reported that three Hawaiian patients got infected with a strain that resists treatment with those drugs. As that strain spreads, doctors will eventually be left with no effective gonorrhea treatment. The result will be more severe pelvic infections and infertility among women. How soon that happens depends on whether people take precautions, such as using condoms.
Some people can be casual about certain sexually transmitted diseases, saying, you know, all I need is a pill and it goes away, so it's not such a big deal, so that I don't have to be safe.
Wong says Americans can't afford to think that way anymore. Richard Knox, NPR News.